To set sail, that's what I want. Yesterday, I was asked what would be happening next year. Why, I replied, to set sail. Okay, and this song that I'm going to do is called Factories and Fields. Jigsaw. Making art does not always have to be a trial. Yes, it is difficult sometimes, but it can also be pleasant enough. All the same, we do know that people are often kept awake at night with worrying about their progress. If only those who suffer could step back a while and attempt something more friendly and reasonable. Consider, for example, the humble jigsaw. Were it to be ranked as an art form at all, the completing of jigsaws would have to count as a modest pursuit. Even the doing of a large jigsaw runs little risk of becoming overblown in any harmful way. Certainly your jigsaw is not grandiose. And therein lies much of its appeal. A jigsaw, furthermore, can liberate. For there can never be any question of vainglory or one-upmanship with a jigsaw. Or at least, any one-upmanship that arises round the jigsaw table is likely to be quite innocent. High art is all very fine, but it can, as we know, be fiercely competitive and thus divisive. The jigsaw, by contrast, will never really set brother against brother in any serious way. No, because the jigsaw is not proud. There are no great differences placed between people by the jigsaw. To be sure, one fellow will always seem to have the knack of laying hands on all the straight edges in no time. Another will be a clever devil when it comes to colour matching, and so on. But generally speaking, we would not expect to hear about a jigsaw virtuoso. Because while the time taken over a jigsaw may vary from person to person, the path travelled is always more or less the same. And essentially, the jigsaw abolishes difference. It brings together the wealthy person who rides everywhere in an enormous motor car and the poor person who is going along on foot. The jigsaw does not distinguish between the eloquent person and the incoherent one, between the inhibited person and the one who strides confidently. The jigsaw is not easier for those who are well connected, nor does the jigsaw allow anybody to betray their better self by giving in to envy. For it is not as if a gifted jigsaw doer will be seeking any reward other than the gift itself. He is unlikely, for example, to be given commissions for ever grander jigsaws while his old friends remain in rented accommodation, still struggling with the 250-piecer, drinking his health ambiguously. Moreover, it is not as if less prominent jigsaw doers will have to swallow hard and promise themselves that tomorrow they will begin in earnest as they walk past the new public monument commissioned from one of their contemporaries by the town and county councils with extra assistance from the Department of Culture as well as fundraising from local residents, a truly enormous jigsaw commemorating the anniversary of the millennium or of the solar eclipse, etc., built by a team of experts and completed by the favourite jigsaw doer. No, this will not happen. Because the jigsaw abolishes worldly difference. Even the one who has a real eye for jigsaws has certainly not had the advantage of being admitted to a jigsaw conservatory, perhaps amid suggestions of special favour. And that is one reason why our humble jigsaw is to be commended as a method of, please note, and as a method of, please note, self-expression might even be preferred. Racehorse. Let us think for a minute or two about the odd spectacle of the racehorse who has lost his rider. Such a horse will often continue to gallop with the others, sometimes keeping up with the pack, occasionally leading it, and even running out ahead of it at certain points. This is something you quite often see at the races. Indeed, who cannot recall times when a horse without a rider has been the first to cross the finish line? For without the burden of a rider, the horse has become like speed itself. We can perhaps imagine the now unencumbered animal no longer registering any discrepancy between itself and the speed for which it has become the transparent embodiment, the effortless expression. It might be as if you or I suddenly found ourselves able to move ahead of the whole world. The newfound speed would be due to a certain lightness, and as everybody knows, lightness is a desirable thing. But alas, we are dealing here with the lightness of the disqualified horse, who continues to run the race, as he has been trained to do, even though the rider has tumbled. Now he is gaining on the leaders, now overtaking them on the bend, and now he is far ahead of the pack and imagines quite possibly that he is winning. But everyone else can see that he is no longer eligible to take part. Poor racehorse. What does it mean to have the ability to make an effort? If one has the ability, then will it not be that one does not have to make so much of an effort? Is not even the tiniest effort from one who does not have the ability all the more miraculous? And what is this thing called ability? Is it not the most subjunctive of all words? The courageous man goes forward, but perhaps he does not see the danger. Then he is not courageous. Perhaps he does see the danger, so he is courageous. But perhaps he sees the danger, but it does not affect him. But then he's not courageous. he's fearless. The courageous man has the fear, is ever so close to the coward in this respect, but overcomes it. But if he overcomes it, he does not have it. So then is he still courageous? When he was overcoming the fear, he still had the fear. He was becoming courageous. Courage was not there as such. It is not that courage is nowhere. Rather, it is that courage is nowhere. It is hard to point to courage. It is easier to grasp subjunctively. The same is true of strength. Yes, but strength is something you summon. Who summons strength? The one who is strong enough to summon it summons it. Where does that strength come from? Is it also summoned? By the one who is lucky enough to have the strength to summon it? Okay, this is about being right, the awful business of being right. It is certainly true there is not always that much joy to be had from being in the right. Being in the right can almost be like being in prison. Who would not want to be spared all the stiffness and the loneliness of being in the right? Who would not want to avoid all serious involvement with justified indignation and its attendant responsibilities? Or, what might be worse, the calm self-assurance of being in the right? Does it not feel a bit like having a strange contraption around one's neck in order that one's jaw may be uncomfortably supported? And as for being proved right, we can imagine this feeling like an instruction to put on an ill-fitting suit of armour and make a speech. The proof might be welcome, but it also could be, in some ways, a curtailment of one's liberty. At any rate, the respectability of being in the right can sometimes really hold a person back in life. Of course, all the facts of the matter can be terribly well documented. One can work assiduously at it. But really, what future is there when one is definitely, unambiguously, and thus quite hopelessly in the right? But now let us turn our attention to being in the wrong. What a relief! When one is in the wrong, there is obviously so much more room for manoeuvre. A whole new set of opportunities can open up. With being in the wrong, there is, apart from anything else, a way forward, since one can ask to be forgiven. But what scope for that is there if you are unfortunate enough to be in the right? Sorry about all the changing of guitars. I brought two only because I didn't want to have to retune while we were all, you know, while we were on the go. Both of those things that I just read are quite obviously inspired by like working on Kierkegaard. But I promise you, that's my own words. I'm not just reading you chunks of Kierkegaard. So just to make that clear. This is called Number 5.
To the shore, and they asked him to put down his sword. This he knew he could not do. La 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 la. La 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 la.
broke into the parlour. And he sat upon the chairs, and he rolled upon the carpet, and he moved various pieces of furniture from their normal place, and then he went elsewhere. La 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 la. Getting heavier, and he offers no resistance, and he moved various pieces of furniture from their normal place, and then he went elsewhere, as he knew he could not do. Five, and this next one is called Glen of the Downs, County Wicklow. days have no angel now. Time's an unhelpful friend, gets in the way of everything. But then October brings the love that never ends. Hey, hey. Thank you, Biggs. That was Jennifer Jones, County Wicklow. Why wait till breakfast? Why wait till breakfast? Now the best to you costs less to you. Have you forgotten how good they taste? Have them for supper, have them for lunch and dinner too. I never wait till breakfast, says the kettle skin. Why should I wait till breakfast? Ask the kettle green. Skip away, skip away, Charlotte, why don't we skip away? Don't you say, won't you say, you're leaving here today? Oh, what will I ever do if I cannot spend the day with you? Hide away, hide away, Charlotte, why don't we hide away? Would you stick around here in the house where breakfast lasts all day? What can I compare you to? Can I sit between the evergreens with you? Why wait till breakfast? Why wait till breakfast? Now the best to you costs less to you. Have you forgotten how good they taste? Have them for supper, have them for lunch and dinner too. I never wait till breakfast, says the Kellogg's King, and now he'd like to introduce to you his Kellogg's Queen. No morning is complete without her. No morning is complete without her. No morning is complete without her. Without her. No morning is complete without her. Without her. No morning is complete without her. No morning is complete without her. Slip away, slip away. I think that the time will slip away. You'll turn around and next you'll ask, whatever happened to that day? What will I reply to you? Why, Charlotte, it must have slipped away. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Thank you.